Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm looking out of the window this morning, and it's a bright, clear, sunny day. According to the forecast, it should be around 16, a high of 16, and not very windy. So I'm very much looking forward to going out on a bike ride today. Do my usual stuff, go to a park, read a book in Japanese, listen to some podcasts in Japanese, and just get outside of the house, because recently the weather, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, it's been very windy, and all yesterday it was raining, so I couldn't go out at all. And it's been pretty cold. I mean, it's going to be 16 later, but in the morning it's not. I don't know what the temperature is at the moment, but I've just been out to take the rubbish out to like the collection area, and it felt pretty cold. So there's a part of me that's, we've had this like spell of bad weather. That's what we say. We've had a spell of bad weather, or a bout of bad weather. And it just means like a short period of bad weather. So, well, I don't know. Maybe it's not been that. It doesn't have to be a short period. When I say short, I don't know. Anywhere between 1 week and 3 weeks, maybe. So we've had like 2 or 3 weeks of bad weather recently. And there's a part of me that's thinking, I can't imagine just walking around in a t-shirt and not ever needing a coat again, when summer comes. And I also remember in the summer looking in my wardrobe and seeing my like big winter down coat and thinking, I can't believe I'm ever going to need that coat again. It's just so hot. I can't imagine it being that cold that I'm going to want to wear that coat. So it's the opposite now. Now I'm just thinking, I just can't imagine wearing a t-shirt. But I'm sort of wishing for the hot weather to come. I want the hot weather to come. But at the same time, I know I'm going to regret that. Because when the hot weather comes, it gets too hot. And then all the mosquitoes come out as well. So, yes and no. I want the kind of weather where I can go out and enjoy my studying without having to worry about it being too wet or too windy. But, there's no such thing as the perfect weather, I don't think. I don't know, maybe there is a country somewhere in the world, and for all of the summer, it has this really nice, pleasant weather that's not too hot and no mosquitoes. England, the UK, almost has that. Or it depends where you are, actually. If you're in Scotland, it's pretty cold and rainy and wet a lot of the time. If you get a bit further down south in England, yeah, the weather's not too bad, actually. And the summers aren't too bad. London's a lot hotter than Birmingham and Manchester. It's weird because it's not that much further south. Maybe it's something to do with the, I don't know, like the surrounding area or something. Maybe it can somehow trap in. Or maybe it's all the buildings. There's so many buildings and tall buildings, and maybe they trap the heat in a bit better. I'm not sure. But it does feel a bit warmer in London. And you look at the weather map and you can see it's a bit warmer there. So, yeah. Anyway, enough about the weather. I should stop complaining. The weather is lovely today, so I'm going to go out and make the most of it. You know, the other day, I was in, I've forgotten which train station it was, but like a major train station in Tokyo. And it was really busy, of course, it's Tokyo. And I saw this, I just happened to look to my left, and I saw this foreign person, who later turned out to be an American. I could hear his accent as he was walking past me. And he was walking up to the ticket gates, you get off the train and you put your pass against one of these gates and the doors open and it lets you through. And he was walking up to this, and then he just put two hands on either side of this ticket gate and jumped straight over. And I thought, wow, I can't believe you've just done that. Partly because it's wrong, and you know you shouldn't do it. He didn't pay for the train at all. And partly because I don't know how you've got the nerve to do that with all those people watching. The nerve. If you've got the nerve to do something, I don't know. What does that mean? It means like sort of like having the confidence to do it, but also like having the, you know, being really like not caring. Like how you've got the nerve to do that, how you can do it and not care. Like caring about what other people think, not caring about what other people think, not caring about the fact that it's wrong. Yeah, I mean, okay, it's not the worst crime in the world to witness, to see, but it's just, it's not great, is it? Even if I saw that in England, where, to be honest, people are a little bit more naughty than Japanese people, I think, who are very polite. Even if I saw that happen in England, I'd still be, you know, I still feel a bit annoyed, a bit unhappy about seeing that. Because there's no need, especially in Japan. In fact, if someone did it in England, I'd have a little bit more sympathy for them. Because the train prices in England are crazy. They really are. So I'd sort of feel a bit more sympathetic. Like a bit more, yeah, I can sort of understand why you did that. But the train prices in Japan, he wasn't riding the bullet train. This was just a normal train. And the train prices over here, I found to be, I mean, compared to England, they're amazingly cheap. But I think they're very, very reasonable. I've got no problem paying them whatsoever. So, yeah. I mean, maybe I shouldn't judge. Maybe. I can't think of one. But maybe there was some legitimate reason for doing this. Maybe there was some, you know, he had a real reason for doing this. I really can't think of one. I don't know, maybe he lost his wallet on the train. I guess if you lose your wallet on the train, then yeah, you can't pay. But I don't know, if that was me, if I had lost my wallet on the train, I'd go to the, I'd try and find some member of staff. There's usually like a window by these like ticket gates, and you can just go up to some member of staff sitting in his little office. There wasn't one at this one. So that's why he was able to do it so easily. But I'd definitely look for someone and say, oh, I've lost my wallet and I can't get out, and you know, so on and so on. I have a feeling that he probably was just trying to travel on the train for free. I mean, so far I've not seen anyone in Japan do this other than that one person. For me, it's even more annoying because it's a foreign person. And it's a foreign person who looks like me, you know, they're an American. And every time someone does something like that, it gives a negative image to foreign people who look like me. So when I'm in Japan, I'm always careful, but I am just careful anyway. You know, I'm careful when I'm in England or any country to try and behave well. So I guess I haven't really changed my behavior over here, but maybe I do put a little bit more effort in just because I'm in another country, you know, that's not my home country. And maybe I don't know all of the rules yet. So I am just a little bit more careful with my behavior, just so I don't offend anyone or do anything wrong or upset anyone or anything like that. So it is annoying, you know, I'm trying, and here's this person just like jumping over the gates, doesn't care about everyone looking at him. Just, yeah. I always wonder what makes people like that. You know what I mean? Like, I remember as a child we're going back some years now. How old would I have been? 6 or something, maybe. Building sandcastles on the beach. And, you know, it wasn't just me. There were other children building sandcastles as well. And some people were building amazing sandcastles. And maybe some children weren't building amazing sandcastles. But anyway, I always felt like I put effort into building this sandcastle. But yet, I knew if we had to leave the beach and we had to go to, I don't know, a shop or go to get some food or something like that, and then come back to the beach later, I felt like, this sandcastle probably won't survive. It won't be here. Someone will tread on it when I go. And sure enough, when I came back, sometimes that's exactly what happened. Some other kid had come along, saw the sandcastle, and thought, ha ha ha, I will destroy it and stand on it. But that was never me. I mean, I think I was a bit naughty when I was younger and a bit mischievous. So I liked maybe like playing pranks on people, you know, joking with people and being a bit naughty on purpose. But I didn't like destroying sandcastles. You know, sometimes I'd walk past one on the beach and I'd think, someone's put some effort into that one. That's pretty impressive. Or maybe I'd look at it and think, isn't it's not very good, that one. I think my sandcastles are better. But never did I have the desire, you know, the want to destroy someone else's work. And it does make me question, like, what kinds of people want to do that and why? I mean, I'm just talking about sandcastles here, so, you know, it's really not an issue. But I sort of wonder, those children who are destroying sandcastles on the beach, other people's sandcastles, are those the same children that grow up and, like, I don't know, destroy bus stops and break the glass, you know, in the bus stops and graffiti on buses? And is it the same children? Has anyone ever done a study? You know, like when they have to arrest children for bad behavior, they should fill out a survey that says, like, did you destroy sandcastles when you were a child? I'd love to know the answer. Is it like a gene? Is it genetic? You know, like the sandcastle destroyer gene that causes people to do this. I don't know. And of course, destroying property and jumping over the ticket gates are two completely different things. But I don't know. Sometimes I do wonder if people have like this sort of like naughty gene and they're more likely to do these kind of things that other people just wouldn't consider doing or have no desire to do. I mean, would I jump over the ticket gates? No, maybe it's fun to do. Maybe it's the thrill of not being caught. But I don't want to, you know, if I am caught, I don't want the embarrassment of being caught. I don't want the trouble. I don't want to cause other people trouble, you know, to come and chase after me or say, like, come back here and pay. It's just wasting people's time. Maybe if it's like in VR, you know, in virtual reality, and there's a game called Jumping Over the Ticket Gate, that could be fun. But I don't think I'm going to bother doing it in real life. Strange that some people do, though. Anyway, until next time, I hope you won't be jumping over any ticket gates, and see you soon.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.